Concrete Rose, Chapter 15. The person who killed my cousin got killed. It's been a weird 3 weeks since it happened. Because Ant was shot at a school function, it was all over the news. His parents cried on TV, and I realised he had parents, like Dre. Some kids at school were really tore up over his death, and I realised he had friends, like Dre. At the stadium, he got a memorial in the parking lot with flowers and balloons, like Dre. Everybody get mourned by somebody, I guess. Even murderers. I don't know how to feel about it. I'm not happy, and I ain't sad. I'm not relieved, not satisfied. I'm just, I don't know. Sure, in the same way, based on stuff he heard in the streets, he think Ann did kill Dre. I wanted to take him out myself, he said. At least the coward got what he deserved. This could be Dre's way of keeping dude's blood off my hands. That's something he'd do for sure. I'm doing my best to live like he wanted. I go to school, go to work, and take care of my son. That's it. Straight up, my grades probably not what he'd want them to be. 7 and work keep me busy, and school be the best place to take a nap. I may not need to do that soon. 7 finally started sleeping through the night a week ago. At first I couldn't believe it. I kept waking up expecting him to wake up. But last night, man, I slept for 4 hours straight. 4! I counted them suckers. Can't tell me miracles don't happen. It's Sunday, my day off. Ma gone out with Mo, so I'm home alone with Lil Man. I lie on the floor and fly him around like Superman, as Space Jam play on the VCR. We can only watch tapes and local channels since we got rid of cable. 7 eat baby food now, and that costs more than formula. Something had to go. I had to get rid of my Sega Genesis too. Lil Man outgrew his old clothes, and the money the pawn shop gave me helped me get him some stuff from the swap meet. I'm starting to think being a parent means you don't get to do that much yourself. All my energy, my money and my time go to him. Space Jam at my favourite part. It's that scene where Mike's showing the Looney Tunes that he's still the greatest as that Fly Like an Eagle joint playing in the background. I sit 7 on my stomach. You gotta see this. Look, man, that right there. That's the greatest basketball player of all time. Michael Jordan, I say. 6-time NBA champion, 5-time MVP. Everybody wanna be like Mike. I'll buy you some of his shoes soon. Don't get it twisted, we Lakers fans. We got this guy named Kobe, and I think he's gonna get us some championships. 7 coo like word. All right, it could be gas. I'm going to say he's saying word. He yawned and lay down on me, nap time creeping up on him. I stay this way a minute. I like listening to him breathe and feeling his chest rise against mine. He don't know that I'm tired all the time or that I'm technically a kid. He just know that I got him. When we like this, I ain't got to know a whole lot either. I just know that I love him. I kiss his temple so he'll know it. The doorbell ring. 7 raise up and look toward the door. What, are you going to answer it? I tease. I set him in the playpen that I sold my stereo to buy, and I peek out front. What the hell? It's Lisa. I ain't seen her or talked to her since she pushed me out the window. I open the door. Hey. She in an oversized hoodie and some sweatpants. A baseball cap hides some of her hair. Hey, she says real soft. Can I come in? I step aside and let her in. Lisa hugs herself real tight, the way she do when she's trying to keep the world away. You all right? I ask. Yeah, is this a bad time? Kinda. I got to put 7 down for his nap. If you cool with Wayne a little bit, it won't take me long. Yeah, that's fine. All right, I say. Something not right, but I got to get this boy to bed. I pick him up. 7, say hey to Lisa. Lisa get this tiny smile that get bigger the longer she look at him. Hi, 7. Wow, what have you been feeding him, Maverick? She laughs. Ah, don't hate. He just got more to love. Chunky babies are the best babies, she admits. And come closer. She takes 7 hand and he gives her a drooly gin. Hi, pumpkin. Hi. Pumpkin? Yeah, he's a fat little pumpkin. He looks a lot like you. Her smile fades a bit. I also see Aisha. As much as I love my son, I hate that sadness in Lisa's eyes. I try to get rid of it. Hold up. You said he looked like a pumpkin. He looked like me. You're saying I look like a pumpkin? You wish. He's cute. You all right. Dang, you a hater. I laugh. It's as if the last few weeks never happened. You want to help me get him ready for his nap? Lisa makes faces at 7 and he giggle. She real good with babies. Depends on what I got to do. I'm not changing a diaper. No, sir, I'm not, she says in her baby voice. I chuckle. I'll change him. You just help me get him to sleep. I want him on schedule. The parenting book said that's important. Parenting book? For sure. I got a couple of them. I want to do this right. Lisa's smile don't reach her eyes. Wow. That's great. I tilt my head. You sure you okay? Yeah, let's get this cutie pie down for his nap. She lying, but she obviously not ready to talk. We go to my room, and I swear Seven realise I'm fine of putting down. He start crying. Hey, stop acting like that in front of company, I say as I put him on the changing table. You got this beautiful girl here and you're catching an attitude. That ain't cool, man. Lisa look around my room. It's real different from the last time she was here. Seven's stuff took it over. Wow, you finally took down those Hoochie Mama posters. I snicker as I undress Seven. She meant all them girls from Playboy that I had on my walls. Lisa hated them. Yeah, couldn't expose him to all of that. I pull Seven's shirt over his head. He whined like, hurry up. All right, I say. Since we've got a special guest with us today, I'm going to do one of her favourite songs for Daddy Radio. I beatbox Baby 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 by TLC. That's Lisa's favourite group and one of her favourite songs. I hold the baby powder like it's a mic and I do a little dance. She laugh. Oh my God, what are you doing? I motion her over to the changing table. She joined me. I sing and she passed me the baby wipes and a clean diaper. Soon she's singing too. It takes no time to get him changed. I pick him up and we dance with him around the room and sing to him. We make him laugh more than I ever have by myself. Ain't nothing felt this good. Seven really liked Lisa, so much that he reached for her. He don't do that with everybody. Must say he antisocial. Lisa take him. He yawn and rub his eyes. Did we wear you out? Lisa asks, kissing his cheek. He rests his head against her. I brush his hair. We better put him down before we fall asleep on you. Lisa lay him in his crib. I turn on his mobile and kiss his forehead. Sweet dreams, man. This one time, I don't think you're going to fight sleep. His eyes barely open. I motion Lisa to follow me to the hall and I gently close the door. Damn, it's never that easy to put him to bed. Really? Yeah, you must got that magic touch. I need you to help out every night. I'm joking, but Lisa don't laugh. My bad. I ain't mean nothing by... It's cool. He's a sweetheart. You're a great dad, Maverick. Thank you. I'm trying. It's scary sometimes. Lisa hug herself tight. Can we talk now? Yeah, what's up? She looked me in the eye and I know something real wrong. We should sit down. Damn, did somebody die? Yeah, all right. I lead her to the kitchen. It smells like the Fabuloso Ma made me mop with last night. The fam coming over for Thanksgiving later this week. Ma want the house spotless and she expect me to make it happen. You want something to drink? I ask Lisa as she sit at the table. No, thanks. I sit across from her. All right, what's up then? Maverick, Lisa's voice crack and she start crying. I get this sinking feeling in my stomach. I get up and hug her. Hey, it's all right, whatever it is, I got you, okay? Lisa wet my shirt with her tears. Maverick, I'm late. I think I heard her right. She kind of muffled, but I'm confused. Late for what? Lisa pulled back and her teary eyes locked with mine. I'm late. My heart pound hard. She gotta mean something else. What you mean? Teardrops fall down Lisa's cheek and she say four words that stop time. I think I'm pregnant.